Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings family. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omeika 7 live here, and we're only going to be on for a few short minutes today. Unfortunately, our time has run out. We're having a little technical difficulty getting on here, but nevertheless, we're still here. You got your Omi, the one you need, your advisor, the one you want, and your emperor. I'm here to serve you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, happy Saviors Day and happy Black African History Day. Now, some of you might think that it's over, but we got two more days left, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to send those days out here on the water. And we want to acknowledge the fact that it's because of our ancestors that we're able to stand before you. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to think that after this day that you will stop greeting your brothers and sisters with an open hand and not with a closed fist. I want you to remember you greet all people and all denominations and races of people with an open hand so that you can serve. And understanding that it's very, very vital that we should make sure that we are civilized people. And that's one of the things that Saviors Day has stressed for us, that we will become civilized people, a prudent human being, one that's upright, living righteous, and trying to live righteous by others. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've done anything for Black History Month or not, but this is the time to try to get those segments in where you can take your children to some traditional folkloric reading or take your children to see a play. But make sure you get involved, mothers, and talk to your children about Black History Month and continue it out after the month of February, making sure that you oftentimes mention the ancestors and where they came from. It's very important. Now, ladies and gentlemen, because of our time and time constraints, I will say this much. We want to make sure that if Blog Talk is not completely working like it should be working for us, it is a free service, and we don't have to use it, but they make it available to us. But sometimes it gets very difficult to get on here, as if it has forgotten who you are and if they want you to sign on with your social media. And sometimes that can be very, very devastating. You could be punching buttons just at the moment when you're trying to sign on and come on and get yourself refreshed. And I know I've been on here for quite a while now, and looks like I'm going to have to get to a point where the services I get are going to be what I pay for. If not, I will move on to some other segment. But I will not forget about what I have to do for you, because there are plenty of stations out there. And the main thing is that we get an understanding that this service that we're providing is not just for the African-American people. It is for the Caucasian. It is for the Arab. It is for the Jewish people. It is for anyone who needs to be civilized. And that's all I'm trying to do, is help to civilize families and households. And unfortunately, we find that some days we come to this airways and it completely shuts us out. And I know they're here to make money. I understand that. But the main thing is that I want to say this to you. We're going to have to keep on pushing, keep on trucking, and keep on making things happen for us. Now, once again, last week was Saviors Day, the Friday, Saturday, well, actually Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. And Minister Farrakhan spoke on the topic. I want to just hollow out this day because I don't have very much time and tell you about a little bit about what I think the whole message was about and why a large portion of us went away saddened by what we heard and determined that we will stand in the gap for our great president. The topic was focused in on, is there a conspiracy to destroy our president? And with every indication, he brought out points that may lead to the possibility of a planned assassination. But as we know that, you know, God is the best of planners. And even though man have planned, man plans can fail. But there is some very, very heated discussions about Obama and how unhappy people are with him, and to the point that they're making biased remarks about him and posting them on emails and internet as if they're trying to set him out to be demonized. So that was what the topic was on Sunday. And a lot of us were saddened by that. And I hope and pray that that is not the case. I certainly hope that that's not the case. But nevertheless, Obama is a human being and he deserves to live out his life and have his family, irregardless of what people may think. And to be honest with you, you know, when a system is doomed and it's on its way out, people throw their hands up and they want anybody to take over the steering wheel that is capable and that's able body. And to be honest with you, it may be on its way out. And if it is, you know, in order to prevent people from losing their lives or being threatened, you know, if they're going to make a decision on what they want for this universe and for the United States, it might not be such a good idea to push your life and put it on the line when you have children and family behind. And over the course of the years, no one has been able to really satisfy this people in the inauguration for president. They've not been able to do everything that this people want. So therefore, there's no way that Obama could ever be perfect. He is far from it. And to even present his very best, there would be some indication from somebody that is still inadequate. So I say to Obama and his family that you are protected, divinely protected, but nevertheless, you must protect yourself too, because truly you were put in the driver's seat because this particular gear was set on a neutral position. And so you're just in the driver's seat, but you don't have to be the one that's blamed for a system collapsing long before you came on board. And I say to those people that have things against Obama personally and, you know, want to take up odds with him, we are going to have to look at the masses of the people and what would happen if someone would come along and stage something as crazy as an assassination. We're going to have to look at an all-out war here in our own United States, because right now we are fighting a war against China and Russia. And that war is presenting itself as we quietly speak here. We really don't need any more wars to break out right here in our United States of America. And because we have an ally and because there's treaties that have been set, then I think, from what I understand, the Nation of Islam says that if something should happen to Obama, then their treaty would be broken. And that would mean that we'd have an all-out war right here in America. And it would be war abroad and war here on the forefront. And we just don't want that. We don't want that at all, because right now we've gotten involved in a war that's really not ours, but we don't have to create war here amongst our own people. Now, the hate that we're seeing experience here really, really does not have to happen. You know, for a person to want to run another term, if the system is already destroyed, I guess they want somebody in there that they can pretty much control. And Obama, if you're truly a man that can't be controlled, then maybe this is not the seat you want to be in anyway. Because maybe the history shows that every other president has had some connection with giving the people what they want and being controlled. I don't know. I haven't looked at the history. But my main thing is that the nation was concerned about the possible plot and assassination of Obama. I don't have all the facts, nor do I profess to know all the facts, but people were very saddened by that, and hoping that our people or our Americans have overcome those things. And we're now looking at how we can better ourselves, not because of race, but because of the creed and the content of our character and what needs to be corrected for the universe, not just necessarily for African-American people. Because African-American people are not getting specific things what they want. But nevertheless, you know, African-American people, you shouldn't turn your back on Obama. He is one man. He's not able to serve everyone and everyone be content. But we sure don't want to hear about plots and schemes that will destroy him and leave his children and his wife widow and fatherless. We just don't want to hear that. We want to find out that there is a way that we can resolve this problem. Maybe we are nation divided. Maybe we do need the United States of Africa, and maybe we do need our own place somewhere else. And I personally think that maybe this is the time to make that escape and to give up this land to those people who want to form it and run it their way. It might be time, a time where we should give up the land and take the land that was always preserved for us in order to keep peace and to stop bloodshed. Because I'm certainly tired of our leaders being assassinated and our leaders not being able to live out their full term. I'm certainly tired of it. And I know that we'll never be able to please everyone, and no one will ever see things in a perfect light of what the president sees. But it seems as if we've got wars all over the place. I think we need to take a look at China and Russia and find out what is really going on and what's really real when it comes to war. And if America's in a war now and they shouldn't be a part of it, then we have our own strategic plotting and scheming and work here at home for us, because we're not faring very well when it comes to a nation divided like this. It can't stand. I feel the best person to put in office right now is an African-American person, because they're very partial to making sure things are fair, because for so long things have been unfair for us. And that just to have an African-American person in place to turn things around so that the table and the odds are set where we are uneven or even ground, which it will take a long time before African Americans will ever measure up to equal ground. But nevertheless, the best person to have in the position now is probably an African American person, someone that wouldn't show partiality because of the fact that they have so much to lose and they have so much years of service that we've waited so long to have a black president, that they would not want to spoil it for the next person that's in line. So I caution all of the other races that are having a problem with Obama personally to not to hold things against him personally, but to try to sit down and reason at the table so they could come up with solutions where we can create economic opportunity for all races, black, white, Jews, and Gentiles alike. But we must be very, very cognizant of the fact that if the temperament is set for war here in our United States of America, to call out all the submarines and call out all war, you better believe it. There are some organizations that have already been trained and prepped for it, and they don't mind laying their lives down to fight for something they believe. But why do we have to have war? War is bad for everyone. It doesn't change anything. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. So we are going to have to lay our guns down and lay our ammunition down and try to use our intellect as civil human beings and not as someone who has become animalistic and who result to pulling triggers. We have to understand that we have to live with ourselves. We have to be able to live together. And if we are a nation divided and can't live together, there'll be no hope for us. With all the other melting pots and countries who have found a way to bring refugees in their country and to live out the expectancy of a good neighbor, we as intelligent Americans, I'm sure we could find it in our heart to come together alongside of different nationalities and different customs and traditions and learn to live together. Maybe there should be more than one president. Maybe there should be many. Because to put all this weight on one man's head is truly suicide. And I personally think that maybe there should be strategic geographical areas divided up where he delegates different orders and directions for this country to be governed. And then everyone could share a piece of the pie and no man would feel like they're left out and that their request is not being met. But I sure don't want to hear the thing about assassination. And that bothered me